We welcome you to the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic post-game show here on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. As Mountain Home's boys just couldn't get anything going in the extra period and end up being held scoreless in that overtime as they lose to Alma by a score of 65-53.
Yeah, good game by the Bombers. Way to force it to overtime with a great late possession there in the as time was running out in regulation. But, man, Alma just got hot in overtime and we couldn't do anything really about it.
Well, you look back on it, I mean, Mount Home was up by double digits on more than one occasion, and for them to come back the way they did.
Yeah, Alma started shooting well, Boggs started shooting the ball well, and they're a good team. They're number one for a reason, and they showed it.
Let's get our Dewey & Sons Plumbing Player of the Game. For all your plumbing needs, contact the plumber number at 870-425-4868. We're going to go with Ray Gilbert. He ended up with 21 tonight.
Yeah, he offensively was really, really good for the Bombers and did an excellent job and got us kind of in that second quarter. It was a big spark in that second quarter to get us up there and get that lead on Alma.
The rest of the game stats brought to you by the Baxter Health Bone & Joint Clinic. Your orthopedic health issues can be treated by the experts at the Baxter Health Bone & Joint Clinic. And those experts are Dr. Tom Knox, excuse me, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Ed Roeder. Call 870-424-4710 for an appointment. Red Gilbert was one of three players in double figures from Mountain Home. Ryder McLean ended up with 14 on the night, 10 for Braden Dewey, 6 for Blaine Tate, and 2 for Braxton Carson. As for Alma, they had 4 players in double figures, 16 on the night for Easton Boggs, 11 each for Camden Curd and Carmani Smith, 10 for Israel Towns Robinson, 7 for Tyree McGill, also 4 on the night for Eddie Tate, 4 for Miles Kendrick, and 2 for Chris Salazar. This game had 3 ties and 2 lead changes.
Rebounds-wise, Alma finished with 28. Mountain Home had 20. Turnovers pretty close. Mountain Home with 10, Alma with 12.
We're going to take one more break, and we'll come back and just kind of recap this a little bit more, this night a little bit more, and talk about what's to come for both Mountain Home teams in next week's Class 5A State Tournament. As we continue along here on the Baxter Health Bone & Joint Clinic postgame show, Mountain Home falls to Alma in overtime 65-53. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Wynn Moore, and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone & Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Knox, Moore, Roeder, and the clinic staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatments and years of expertise. Baxter Health Bone & Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, formerly Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes both trained athletes or weekend warriors do suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their 3 highly qualified orthopedists, Dr. Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you on the road to recovery and back to playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals is Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers! Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. Visit us at our new location at 2338 Highway 62 West or call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Back on the Baxter Health Bone & Joint Clinic postgame show following Mount Home's 65-53 overtime loss to Alma. With the loss, Mount Home is going to fall to 20-10 on the season, 8-6 in the 5A West. And so, again, they'll finish tied for third with Russellville. The Cyclones lost to Van Buren tonight, but Cyclones own the tiebreaker for the three seed, so which means Matome will be the four. And their first game in the Class 5A state tournament will be Tuesday afternoon at 2:30 over at Lion Arena in Searcy. The Bombers will be matched up with Benton, who, you know, we took to double overtime last time, but Benton was without one of their key players.
Yeah, they was out without a stud player that's a D1 commit, or I don't know if he's committed yet to him. I know he was, Ole Miss was talking to him, his offers from Ole Miss, but great player. You know, there is some familiarity with Benton, so that is going to be there and be good. It can be a tough game. You know, you'd like to get to that three seed and play the Lake Hamilton. You like your matchup, you got there a little bit better. But, hey, you know what? You got to beat a one seed at some point to win a state championship.
That's exactly
and
right.
You know what? Let's do it in the first round. If you can beat that seed, it opens up your schedule rest of the way, to be honest with you.
And I don't care what part of the bracket you're in, there are no easy games.
No, there's not. You're there with the top 16 teams in the state in 5A. And like I said, if I want to play the best team, part of me says let's play them the first game. When we got our most time that we can scout them, when we got the most time that we know who we're playing and we can put our most effort into them.
So, again, Matome loses this boys' game 65-53, and they'll play Benton Tuesday afternoon at 2:30 in the Class 5A state tournament. As for Matome's girls, they ended up beating Alma tonight by a count of 59-25. They'll be the three seed on the out of the West on the girls' bracket. They'll also be paired with Benton in the Class 5A state tournament. Their game will be Thursday afternoon at 4.
Yeah, they'll play Thursday. We like to match up with Benton. Honestly, we match up pretty well with them. We saw them this summer in team camp. Beat them pretty handedly at that point in time. But then again, you don't have everything in that you're doing.
Right.
You know, they've got some guards that have some turnover problems. So I think you'll see some of the pressure and let us kind of get our game going. The Lady Bombers, if they win that, will then turn around and play on Friday. So they'll just hopefully go down and for a three-day visit down to Searcy. And, you know, the good thing is for our girls and boys both, it's a gym in which we've all played in. We've both teams have played in. They're familiar with it. You know, some of the other teams may not have played there, and maybe we can use that to our advantage.
You bet. So that's going to put a wrap on the Baxter Housebound Joint Clinic postgame show and a wrap on Bomber Gymnasium for the 2024 season. I tell you what, this has been a fun place this year.
Been a fun year. The atmosphere has been awesome every game. You know, we were at Greenbrier Senior Night the other day, and we made a comment. We're like, wow, this is their senior night. And there wasn't a lot of people there.
There wasn't.
And, you know, the students weren't good. Man, Mountain Home students are awesome, and they show up. And this place is one of the tougher places in 5A to come play.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, give Alma credit. They brought a pretty good crowd,
They did. They're sitting here cheering for their team as they've clinched the conference championship on the west side.
So again, both of Matome's teams will be paired with Benton in the Class 5A state tournament. The boys will play Tuesday afternoon at 2:30. The girls will play Thursday afternoon at 4. Tell you what, Brad, it's going to be a fun week.
Been a fun week, Matt. We'll see you Tuesday.
You bet. So thank you to Brad Coleman here at the broadcast position. I also want to thank Corey Creighton, our producer, back at the studio. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp saying good night for the last time this season from Bomber Gymnasium.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's doubleheader was brought to you by ASC Warranty, Baxter Health, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, Centennial Bank, Clear Results Glass, Farmers and Merchants Bank, First Choice Home Care, FNBC, Harold Tucker Auto Parts. Next, powered by NAEC, North Arkansas Dental Group, Strider Consulting, Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, United Country Real Estate, and White River Materials. Join us again the next time the Bombers take the court for more Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.